Our musical guest today sounds like this. Our musical guest today could be branded an overnight success, but that would be a blatant lie. Imagine working on your career for years and years, and then it decides to take off when? In the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of lockdown. That's exactly what happened to Nathan Daw, and he explains what it's been like.
It's been obviously a long process. I mean, I've been DJing since I'm 9 years old, and I'm 26 now, but like, I think some people might know me from just being Nathan Daw, the DJ, who's been lucky enough to have a career that's taken me all over the world from like 2016 onwards. And obviously now it's kind of Nathan Daw 2.0, which is also quite exciting and new and fresh. But yeah, I've been at it for quite a while. So people that are just hearing about me, do a bit of research and you'll see that I've been at it for a long time, not just brand new.
Take us back to DJing since the age of 9. So does that mean Santa lists were like a set of decks, please, or whatever other equipment you thought you might need?
Yeah, I mean, I was lucky enough to get some decks for Christmas, like off my parents, and he really couldn't get me off them. And I was DJing at birthday parties and weddings and school discos from such an early age. And it's just given me loads of experience to kind of help me get to where I'm at today. So like, I wouldn't change anything, and it's all kind of part of the journey. But yeah, it's been a part of my life, you know, from as long as I can remember. So to be able to be at a stage now where you've kind of really, really achieved a lot of your dreams, it's just so, so amazing to live.
What attracted you to DJing at such a young age? What was it that said, okay, this is what I want to do?
It was just going to birthday parties and watching DJs, and whilst all the other kids were sliding around on their knees, like playing with balloons and stuff, I was just always fixated on watching the DJ and being really kind of obsessed with the fact that they can just control the whole vibe of the room themselves. And I thought, like, having that control over a party was sick. That kind of what initially got me into it. And then watching festivals on TV and watch all these thousands of people, I just thought, I want to be that guy that controls the music. And when I started doing it as a hobby, I found out that was actually quite good at realising what people want and what they don't want, and it kind of just went from there.
You're talking about the power of being in charge of a room full of people, making them feel a certain way, getting them on the dance floor, whatever it is. So how hard is it at the moment to know that you can't actually do that, because we just can't have live events at the moment?
It's obviously upsetting and frustrating. I mean, for me, I wouldn't really change anything, like, personal wise, because obviously through lockdowns really when my career's taken off. But I feel that people need a release and people need to get out there now, and there needs to be a plan put in place quite quick. And I think when we inevitably do get to that situation, it's going to be amazing to share the memories with people in crowds, and whether they're going to be socially distanced or what, people just want to get out and have a dance and enjoy it. And for me personally, I can't wait to just hear people singing back the lyrics that we've worked so hard on, and it's just going to be such an amazing, rewarding time for me. So I'm looking forward to it.
Do you have any worries for the nightclub scene in the UK? I'm thinking here as well. I'm kind of worried at the nightclub scene. Do you see them bouncing back? Do you think nightlife has changed forever? I know this is a very complicated question, but what's your thoughts?
I think that a lot of people are getting used to staying in, and it's going to have a variety of different outcomes. I think some people will now think, no, I prefer staying in and, you know, having people, having friends around in the garden. A lot of people have made their own outdoor bars and everything, and that might have an effect of people wanting to stay in and not going out every weekend. And there'll also be the people that now they've realised what it's like without clubs, they're never going to miss a weekend again. So it's going to be a massive variety of outcomes, I feel, when it gets back to normal. And I think that inevitably for the next few years, there is probably going to be an annoyance in going out and having to queue in certain situations and having to stay in booths and maybe not even stand up or sing or dance. And to think about that is mental. So I think that's going to have to come into place to get the ball rolling. And then as we get more control over this virus, hopefully we can, you know, start relaxing some of their measures and go back to normality. But I can't see anything happen quick, which is, you know, upsetting. But, you know, I think as long as people are finding time to enjoy themselves and appreciate music in one way or another, for me, that's good.
God, I miss nightclubs so much. Nathan Daw's career has just really started to take off in the middle of lockdown. Hopefully we'll hear from him again. Hey, we might even get him on the Not So Silent Disco. Who knows? Best of luck to him. Best of luck to the nightclubs. Open up soon, please. This is his latest.
This is iRadio. Always first for hit music. Days from 2:50.